Good afternoon. I'm Louis Sines, your host for the weekend. And join us today, no stranger to KTUP, Dr. Larry Lesser, Professor Lesser, as some of his students address him. He is a talented musician, talented mathematician, and just a Renaissance kind of guy. We're going to talk to him about something exciting that's going to be happening here in our community. But also we have with us Rabbi Ben Zeidman. Rabbi Zeidman is the rabbi at Temple Mount Sinai. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Let me talk a little bit, first of all. That was just kind of a quick overview of Rabbi Zeidman. But I want to talk a little bit about his background. He grew up in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, before earning a BA in international relations from James Madison College at Michigan State University and a specialization in Jewish studies. And he was ordained by Hebrew Union College in 2010, and then he served as assistant and associate rabbi at Temple Emmanuel in New York City until 2015. He is also a 2014-2015 Brickner Fellow, a program for rabbis focused on social justice work in collaboration with the Religious Action Center and the National Jewish Center for Leadership and Learning. And Rabbi, thank you so much for being with us. When did you come to El Paso?
Thank you. It's so great to be here with you, and thank you so much for this opportunity. My family and I came to El Paso in the summer of 2015, so we've been here since then.
And have you been working with Larry off and on for a while? Because as Larry mentioned before we got started, the last time we interviewed him was for his CD that came out and his performance at Temple Mount Sinai.
Larry and I, I don't know how you would describe it. I think we studied together often and learned together and have collaborated on a couple of different things. But I think most importantly, Temple Mount Sinai is always looking for ways to be supportive of local Jewish local efforts to engage in Jewish life. And Larry often brings things like that forward. So it works out really well.
And Larry is, as I mentioned, a professor of math here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Larry has also been very involved in using Blackboard and Zoom to help our students and some of our fellow faculty members to get through this pandemic. But the reason that we're talking to Rabbi Zeidman and Professor Larry Lesser is that a speaker series that's going to be launching on math and religion. This is something that Temple Mount Sinai is launching. It's a 2021 international speaker series called Higher Meanings, Exploring Connections Between Religion and Mathematics. And this is something that was made possible through a grant written by Professor Lesser and Rabbi Zeidman. If you all want to kind of tell us a little bit about this grant and what it involved.
Go ahead, Ben. Sure. Yeah, no, so we were Dr. Lesser brought to me this opportunity offered through an organization that is a national organization called Sinai and Synapses, which focuses on the on a dialogue and creating dialogue between scientific thought and religious thought, bringing together scientific minds and religious minds. And their project, Scientists in Synagogues, is an opportunity that was presented to us through this grant to develop a program of bringing out and lifting up scientists in synagogues and engaging in meaningful conversation around scientific thought of one variety or another in the synagogue and through the synagogue. And it turns out, as I was talking with Dr. Lesser, that we have several people in our synagogue who are connected in mathematics-related fields and mathematical thinking. And as we were talking, it just sort of kind of blossomed from there, this incredible opportunities that allowed me to learn a whole lot more about mathematics myself as well. So that's sort of the impetus for this conversation, the idea that there's so much to this world that so many of us don't know, both from the religious perspective and from the scientific thought perspective, and to focus, therefore, on the scientific side of things, on mathematics, seemed really interesting because it's a side of things that I think doesn't get enough attention, and it should. It really should.
We are speaking with Professor Larry Lesser and Rabbi Ben Zeidman, and we're talking about a speaker series that's going to be launched on the 18th of March, Math and Religion, or as Rabbi Zeidman said a little while ago, Scientists in Synagogues. Now, when we say scientists in synagogues, some people might say, well, wait a minute. From what I've been hearing, science and religion really don't match, but that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, the founder of the Sinai and Synapses has talked about how there's this polarized stereotype that either you have to be uneducated, religious, and conservative, or you're educated, scientific, and liberal. And that's obviously a false dichotomy and false stereotyping. We want to, this program and we want to build bridges and show people that science, or in this case mathematics, is not inevitably at odds with religion. And there are a lot of very beautiful, unexpected ways where they really complement each other in some amazing ways.
And one of the things, if people are familiar with reading the Bible, Old and New Testament, the Torah, the fact that numbers are mentioned quite a bit. In fact, there's also a chapter called Numbers in the Old Testament.
There is. With this series, we have six talks, and each one is going to explore connections between religion and a different area of the mathematical sciences, such as infinity, geometry, logic, computer science, and we're definitely trying to go beyond numbers themselves. In fact, we were specifically told to not do what's called gematria, which is numerical equivalents of words. For example, Jewish people give charity in multiples of 18 because the equivalent of the Hebrew word for life is 18. But we're going beyond that. We're really, because there's so many other kinds of math connections, the way the Jewish religion marks time and how it counts people and mathematical modeling and the value of pi and the geometry of the sukkah and the eruv and logic and, in my case, infinity. So we're really trying to show a really broad view for audiences that may just have a lot of stereotypes or about either religion or math.
And I guess one of the things that you just mentioned a little while ago, Larry, is the fact that, you know, people, when they hear something about math, numbers are going, oh, wait a minute, that's just way out of my league. Or even if it says academics, academia, that's out of my league as well. Or it's a religious talk, it's a scientific talk, that just scares people off. But as you just mentioned, you're going to bring it all together and allow people to kind of relate to what they read, what they've heard. And Rabbi, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling us now, as a spiritual leader, what you hope that your congregants and other people in the community get out of this.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I say this is open to everyone. I mean, one of the beautiful things about the pandemic situation we find ourselves in, which has forced us to think differently about how we present opportunities like this, is that it's virtual, and we can welcome anybody who has even a passing interest in this topic to join us. So anybody is welcome. It's totally free. We just need a registration so that we can share the information so that people can access it. And we'll, of course, provide that information. But, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people realize when they think really deeply about it, but might not think about too often, is that the more we understand about the world, the more questions we begin to ask about the world, and the more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know. And so what I think is really, what I'm really hoping that people start to see is that mathematical concepts like infinity that Dr. Lesser is going to start off our series with on March 18th. You know, the more we learn about infinity, the more we can begin to understand what it is we really mean when we say something like God is infinite, God is eternal. Like, what are we talking about when we talk about that? Well, when we begin to learn more about mathematical concepts of infinity, we can begin to understand just how incredible and how amazing it is to think about God in that way, just as an example. And I think that what, or at least what I hope, that what people who are accessing these talks are going to find is that these are accessible. These are for people who are not academics, not theologians, but for those of us who are curious about religion, or curious about mathematics and scientific thought in general, and who want to understand a little bit more or to begin to think a little bit more about how we can apply those meaningful ways of thinking to our lives in the everyday.
We're visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeidman and Dr. Larry Lester, talking about the speaker series is going to kick off on March 18th at Temple Mount Sinai. And it's, of course, it's going to be a Zoom conference. And as the rabbi just mentioned a little while ago, they want you to register. And we'll talk more about registration information in just a minute. Let me go back to you, Larry, because you kick off the conference. But people who know you, some of your students, fellow faculty members, know that you love math and you make it as fun as possible, whether it be music, joking around, anything. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect from your talk.
So, yes, there will be some little bits of humor and lightheartedness as well. It's not just going to be a dry academic talk. I've written co-written a math for liberal arts textbook, so I actually kind of like to specialize in communicating big ideas and finding a way to get to their essence and communicate it in a way that general audiences can understand. I really love that challenge because I find that it sharpens my view of the topic too. It's a win-win. And so my topic for the opening talk on March 18th is on beautiful and unexpected connections between mathematical views of the infinite and religious views of the infinite. And I have a catchy title for that. It's Divinity and Infinity. So I am indeed hoping that this talk has the flavor that you mentioned of my teaching, because I love to model for my students curiosity and lifelong learning about the whole world, not just some narrow version of my discipline. And I've published articles connecting math to all kinds of things like language and culture and diversity and ethics and social justice and music and the lottery and contemplative pedagogy and religion itself. So to me, that's just, UTEP loves promoting interdisciplinary work, and for me, I just see math everywhere, and I want to share that because it just makes everything more connected and more exciting.
And when you talk about, you see math everywhere, a lot of people don't realize that, okay, when am I ever, when we take the GRE or SAT or whatever, you're going, why am I doing this problem? When am I ever going to encounter this? When am I going to use this kind of math? But then you realize as you go forward that everything includes math. And if people are asking why math and religion, well, if you have read Scripture and the Torah, you know that Noah got some very specific instructions on how to build that ark. When they built the temple, they had very specific dimensions. The ark was very specific dimensions. And if you didn't know math, then you were probably up a creek.
Absolutely. And those specific dimensions are more than just fodder for a word problem. There's a lot of beautiful symbolism in the choices of those dimensions, but that's a whole other conversation.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other speakers that people can expect.
Sure. We have, like I said, six different talks, and so there's four of the speakers are STEM faculty at UTEP in three different colleges. There's me, a math educator in the College of Sciences math department. There's Olga Koshaleva, who's a math educator in the College of Education's teacher education department. There's Vladik Krainovich, a computer scientist in the College of Engineering. And there's David Novick, who is a professor in the Department of Engineering Education and Leadership in the College of Engineering. And the three other speakers are non-local. We have Dr. Kim Jongerius, who is a math professor at Northwestern College, which is a Christian liberal arts college, so we'll have the diversity of non-Jewish speakers as well to complement. We have Dr. Victor Katz, who's a mathematician and math historian. He's retired from the University of the District of Columbia. And we have Dr. Snezana Lawrence, who is a mathematics historian at the UK's Middlesex University. So we actually have representation across continents, so that'll make it really exciting as well. And all these speakers have written or co-written books or articles in this area. So it's a very accomplished panel, and it was just a fun... Rabbi Zeitman and I just really enjoyed finding out about the kindred spirits that are, you know, here and there that we hadn't known about before we started just looking for more speakers. And it was really neat to see. I think we've got a really nice lineup.
We're visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeitman and Professor Dr. Larry Lesser talking about the upcoming conference, which is launched on March 18th. And it's a Higher Meanings, Exploring Connections Between Religion and Mathematics. Rabbi Zeitman, from the information that I got from you and from Larry, Scientists and Synagogues programs have been hosted by 34 congregations of all major denominations over the last few years. But this is the first time that it's been focused on mathematics.
Yeah, you know, we thought that was interesting ourselves when we learned that. You know, I think that we are very, very interested and curious about relationships between, you know, religious ideals and things like our environment and biology and, you know, ideas like engineering with regards to Noah's Ark, which you mentioned, or the construction of the temple. You know, there have been all kinds of other kind of scientific avenues that have been taken with this, but we were the first to present an opportunity to think about this from a mathematical perspective, and that was really interesting to learn that we were the first to think about it like that. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, it's interesting for me because I'm not a mathematical person, right? I'm not an academic in the mathematical field, and so in diving more deeply into this beyond just the numbers into concepts of mathematics that, you know, I had not accessed because of my lack of education in the field. You know, I'm really excited to be studying things like infinity as Dr. Lesser will be teaching. Also, you know, questions about, you know, dimensions and dimensionality, which Dr. Jungarius is going to present, or ways that we might better understand some of the questions that arise in religious thought by learning more about geometry. And another that's really interesting to me that really speaks to this moment right now is some of the questions around mathematics and ethics. We're living in an interesting moment where we're all dealing with questions about ethics and mathematics as we worry about limited numbers of vaccines and the need to vaccinate all of us as quickly as possible. So questions about how the math works as we deal with supply lines for vaccines, for example, but, you know, more broadly, how do we think about prioritizing people and thinking about the ethics of that in connection with the mathematics of it all? I just think it feels really relevant right now to bring mathematics into this beyond the chemistry and the biology and the other kind of more typically thought of sciences when evaluating science and religion.
We're visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeitman and Dr. Larry Lesser talking about the upcoming conference, Higher Meanings, Exploring Connections Between Religion and Mathematics. Larry, I know that you've been very involved in helping out faculty and students with teaching online, Zoom, Blackboard. With something as complex as this, tell me a little bit about how difficult or how easy it might be to present a conference like this via Zoom.
I actually think it's going to be not more difficult, but there's a lot of affordances, a lot of advantages that using Zoom has. For example, people can type questions into the chat window at any time, whereas in person they'd have to raise their hand and make me come to a stop and interrupt me, and most people don't want to do that, and a speaker doesn't want to be constantly interrupted either. But if it's coming in on the chat window, then I can glance down when I at convenient times, or Rabbi Zeidman can be moderating and tracking the flow and make a good judgment about when's a good time to bring in a question. So that's really nice, and everyone's got a good seat because, you know, if it's a big auditorium, then maybe the people in the back of the room have a hard time seeing my slides or hearing my voice, but everyone's right there in front of their computer, and so that's a nice feature. It's going to be recorded so people can watch it later if they want to catch something else or if they weren't able to attend. There's a lot of wonderful advantages to the format we have, and then just the fact that people can attend from all over the world is amazing. And we are promoting this among the mathematical communities as well as the general community and the faith community networks.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier, Larry, is the fact that people can type in their question if they have a question, etc. I think in some points, at least I found out in online teaching here at the university, that sometimes it's easier for our students because they don't have to stand up in front of the class. They don't have to do whatever that you're asking them to do, and they're doing it from their room.
Exactly. There's more of a privacy thing. And for our students for whom English is still relatively new, it gives them a little more time to get their thoughts and words together, and whereas they might not have been able to get their question together in real time in an in-person room, they can do it more at their leisure and put it in the chat window when it's ready. So there's a lot of advantages.
We're visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeidman and Dr. Larry Lester, talking about higher meanings, exploring connections between religion and mathematics. Let's talk a little bit about selecting the speakers and putting all this together. How did that all come about?
So, some of it is sort of a snowball kind of thing. You know, you start looking, you start doing Google searches and asking a few people that you know for suggestions, and they know someone, and then that person in turn knows someone else. And so it was a very organic process. We really wanted to get a diversity of, you know, because we've got mathematicians and math historians. We wanted to make sure there was gender diversity. We ended up getting diversity of different countries even. So it was quite a jigsaw puzzle. And while we weren't sure we were going to be able to fill up the lineup, we very soon realized that we have more speakers than slots, and so we're, who knows, maybe we'll carry this over into 2022. We'll see.
The only thing I would add to that would be that we were really looking for people who could speak to a general audience and to be engaging and to talk in a way that Dr. Larry Lesser talks, which is to share complex mathematical thinking to people like me who have not studied mathematics in a long time. And so that was one of the things that we were really looking for and one of the things that we reached out to colleagues and friends to try to find.
We're visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeidman and Professor Larry Lester talking about higher meanings, exploring connections between religion and mathematics. Now, this is going to be taking place, as I mentioned earlier, March 18th at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And that's going to be, you go to a website to find out a little bit more about it, and we'll have Larry and or the rabbi give us the information about how people register and how they go about attending this.
So the website people should go to is templemountsinai.com/learning/SIS. SIS stands for Scientists and Synagogues. When they go to that page, they'll get more detail about the dates and the times and the speakers and the topics, as well as links to click on to register. Each of the six talks has its own registration link, so you can register for any or all of the talks.
Do they need to get any type of supplemental materials, or are those going to be available? How does that work, Larry?
At this point, we are designing all the talks to be self-contained, to not need advanced reading or anything. There may be some things, resources we post afterwards for people that want further information. No preparation needed.
And you're going to mention, as you mentioned, you're going to have slides so people can refer to that as well.
Exactly.
Rabbi, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about Temple Mount Sinai, if people who are not familiar with the synagogue, and if they want to visit, if they want to attend some of the services, what do they need to do?
All are welcome. We are the Reformed Jewish congregation here in El Paso. We've been here since 1898 as a congregation. We started in the 1880s as a what was called a benevolent society, trying to do what we could to take care of the poor in the community in the 1880s, and then developed into a worship congregation in 1898. And we've been here ever since, which has been a true blessing for our community and for us. We are located on Stanton, almost across from UTEP, and all are welcome. In fact, we're virtual right now, so it's really easy to join us for services Friday evening at 6:15 or Saturday morning at 10:30. You can go to our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and join with us in prayer.
And Passover is just around the corner, correct?
Passover is at the end of the month of March, yes.
Well, we want to thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us. We've been visiting with Rabbi Ben Zeidman with Temple Mount Sinai and Professor Larry Lesser from UTEP's Department of Mathematics, talking about higher meanings, exploring connections between religion and mathematics, and that takes place on March 18th. As Larry mentioned earlier, you can go to www.templemountsinai.com/learning/SIS. For more information. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to March 18th. It's the Thursday after Pi Day.
Thank you very much. The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Sam Cassiano. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Luis Sainz.